She's a praying woman. And God's gracious to me to have her as my wife. So remember that on your way out. She's got a special if you buy a whole set. Now, the next thing on the agenda, according to our brother this morning, we need to thank the brethren here for inviting us to come and for the good motel to stay in. And I'll tell you, we have some wonderful men in the holiness movement. We don't have to tuck our heads and hide because, amen, our preachers are not the best. They are the cream of the crop. And I've got a lot of books in my library at home, and they're great readers. I love to read, but we got just as good preachers right now as any preacher has in your library books. Hello. And my wife felt burdened some years ago now to take our modern holiness preachers and put them in books, their sermons, and a short biography of each one. So it's well worth your time to read. Amen. I appreciate the kindness of the brethren here to invite us to come again to Branson. And now, which one of the where's brother? Oh, he had to leave. Tim had to leave. He had to death. But I just gonna ask him which one of these board members should I give the tie to? I'm having a wonderful time going to heaven. How about you? Amen. Turn with us in your Bibles tonight and to Exodus. Chapter 33. And while you're turning there, I trust that the Lord will help us tonight. How many of you, dear folks, feel like that you'd like to have a closer walk with God than what you've got? You do know it is available. We're living in probably one of the most difficult times. I'm an older man. I'm not old, but I'm older. And I don't know as I can ever remember the condition that America's in now. It's worse than it's ever been since I can remember. I was reading something, and I just want to share this with you while you're turning in your Bibles, if you have your Bibles. Abraham Lincoln, March 30th, 1863, Proclamation of National Day of Fast. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown, but we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offending power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. I don't know as I can ever remember the conditions that our country is in right now. Morally, and religiously. You know, we're living in a generation that is horribly eat up with self. Wickedness, sin is selfish. Amen. I appreciate more than words can say the preaching that we have heard yesterday morning, last night, and this morning from our dear brothers. Pressure like we have never seen before on the ministry. I said to somebody the other day, today as well, I said there is a fine line between the difference of performance and ministry. Performance can be done without much or no prayer. Some people just have the knack or charisma to perform. I know preachers that preach, come on here, without any prayer life at all. And they can do it. But ministering cannot be done without prayer. Amen. And a consecration. Reading. Exodus chapter 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, into the land which I swear unto Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, saying unto thy seed will I give it. Now I want you to notice this. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorite, the Hittite, and the Perizzites, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, into the land flowing with milk and honey. Get this. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. Drop down to verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people. Thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, this is Moses, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Amen. I think most of us that are here this evening certainly know the scripture setting. Moses had been on the mount with God for many days, and God talked to Moses, man to man. Y'all still with me? You understand that? And when Moses was coming down from the mountain, he heard a great noise out there in the camp. Amen. Joshua said, it's a sound of war. And Moses said, no, It's a sound of music, festive, dancing. When they got down there, they found, and you know the story, they found the children of Israel dancing in the nude before a golden calf. Amen. That Aaron had made for them. I trust that God will help me tonight. I feel my need of the Lord. Amen. And when Moses came down from the mountain, he had the Ten Commandments in his hands that God had wrote with his own fingers. Amen. God wrote first set of Ten Commandments with his finger. But when Moses came down and saw the festivities, he was so angry that he cast down these tablets of stone and they were broken. And God said to Moses, I will no longer go with these people to the land of promise. He said, I will send my angel before you. But this is a stiff-necked generation. And you know how Moses interceded for the children of God. Amen. He said, God, if you strike their name out of the book, strike mine too. Don't we need some intercessors? Amen. I want to tell you, I don't know what y'all going to say about this, and it doesn't matter right now. But some of my most moving prayer life is when I get before God and pray for my church people. That I know that they're not doing right. And I ask God to have mercy on my church folks. Amen. And forgive their sins sometimes and their shortcomings and failures. Oh God, help us as ministers of the gospel to be not only great preachers, but great intercessors. For we are standing between the people of God and God's anger many times. I want the Lord to help me. But now you have to understand something here. Amen. Moses was been on the mountain. He had been talking to God, man to man, face to face. Are y'all still with me now? Amen. When he came down from the mountain on one occasion, amen, he had been in such communion with God that his face shone. Amen. And the people were afraid of him. And he had to veil his face. Come on here. Before he approached the people. Amen. And when he went back to the mountain, he took the veil off. I want to tell you, one writer said that when his face shone like it did, it was like streaks of lightning that came out of his face because he had been in the almighty presence of God. Amen. Wouldn't you like to get like that? Amen. I read these verses not too long ago. Amen. And I said, oh, that we would have such a compulsion and a desire to get in the place with God like Moses did. Come on here. Amen. Where God would speak to us in an audible voice. Amen. Sometimes our hearts are, amen, spoken to by the Spirit. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. But I want to tell you, there is a closer walk with God than we've ever had before. Moses said, I've been on the mountain. Amen. I've talked to you face to face, but I want to see your glory. I want to see more than I've ever had. Amen. He's been in that great God. He's been in that holy presence. Almighty God. But it was not enough. It did not satisfy the yearning of his heart and soul. Show me thy glory. Amen. And God said, praise the Lord. Because you've interceded for the people, I will go with you. Amen. I want to tell you, God can change his mind. Amen. When we approach his throne of grace. Amen. And Moses said, show me thy glory. Amen. He said, no man has seen my glory and lived. Amen. Y'all still with me now? Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, amen, he tells us, no man has seen God in all of his glory and lived. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, Moses had a desire that he wanted more of God. Amen. Closer relationship than he'd ever had before. He's been on the mountain. He's been in touch with God. He's talked to God. God's talked to him. But he said, God, there's something more, amen, that I need in my life. Amen. I feel like, come on here, I've seen some great things in my life. I've seen the blinded eyes open. I've seen the cripple walk. Amen. I've seen miracles. Amen. Multitudes. Amen. But I tell you, there's more of God to be had than we've ever seen before. But we've got to have a desire inside. I want God. Somebody say amen. God said, I'll tell you what we'll do, Moses. Amen. Amen. I'll put you in the crevice of the rock. And I'll pass by and put my hand over the crevice opening. And when I pass by, you can see my after glory. I don't know about y'all this morning. Amen. This evening. Yeah. Amen. But there's something inside of me that's yearning for another visitation of God in the holiness movement like we have not seen in, amen, in your lifetime. Come on, y'all still with me? Hey, amen. I was there when the great tent meetings came through, amen, the country. I was there. Are y'all still with me now? I was there when there was miracles. I was there, amen, and saw the mighty visitation of God, amen. But we have seen, amen, God lifting his hands, amen, in the 60s, in the 70s, because man wanted the glory for himself, amen, and God withdrew his power, amen, from the church. But I am, great God, I'm sensing a hunger among the holiness people that I've not seen in 40 years. That there is something among the holiness folks that is crying out, oh God, show us again thy glory. You've got to have a desire to be used. Not just a, are y'all still here? Not just a passing. Amen. No. Not just a passing want. Amen. But a compulsion. Amen. A driving. Amen. Inside of you to get alone with God. I want to tell you. Woo! Amen. When you get alone with God, you won't have to tell anybody you've been alone with God. It'll be evident in your life, and the power of God will manifest itself. I feel like tonight, amen, that there's hungry hearts, amen, in this place that are reaching out and say, oh God, come on here. Oh God, show me thy glory. Give us a closer walk. Give us a greater relationship than we've ever had. Oh God. It can be had. We are the busiest people that has ever been in church work. Hello. I don't know what it seemed like to you, but it seemed like to me that time just flies. You get up in the morning and get up early. Amen. And start out on your day and you get 3 or 4 things on your list done and the day's gone. I remember, how many of y'all remember L.L. Collins? Amen. Brilliant man. I remember him. Help me here. I remember him years and years ago. Amen. Brother Collins was talking to somebody. Amen. And he said, amen, that the time would speed up. It would still be 12. Are y'all still here? Still be 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour. Amen. You're listening to me, 24 hours in a day. But the ratio, he said, will be sped up. Amen. And time speeds by. And we're living faster right now as a society than has ever lived before. Amen. What's going on? I can tell you, we are nearing the end. Hey, we're nearing the end. Time is swiftly passing by. If we're going to get anything from God, if we're going to do anything for God, amen, we got to get with it. Amen. Show me thy glory. I was there when the Pentecostal organization first started going worldly. Huh? I was there. I was there when the Assembly of God, Church of God, Assemblies of God, amen, all preached a separated, sanctified life just like we do now. Amen. I was there when they first, come on, y'all stay with me here. Don't fall out with me. When they first started accepting rings and jewelry, amen, on preachers. First it came to the body and the membership, and then it came, come on here, then it came to the preachers and their wives. Amen. And later they began to accept double marriage in the ministry. Amen. And now, come on here, now they're just as worldly, amen, as any other church organization has ever been. But I got news for you. I see the same spirit creeping in the wholeness movement right now. Amen. That started back there in the 50s and 60s in the organizations. And if we don't have a revival, amen, among the wholeness people and with holiness preachers, we'll go the same way they went. I'm not interested in going that way. It's to me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Am I doing all right now? I don't think you have to be mean, nasty, and ugly to be holiness. Oh, but there's got to be a stand. There's got to be a standard. Come on here. Amen. There are churches in our country, and y'all probably don't have any out here now. Amen. That, amen. 20 years ago, they would not allow, oh, help me here. They would not allow a lady or a woman, amen, with trimmed hair, let alone bobbed hair, to come on the platform. But they do now. Wholeness Church at one time. Come on here. I want to tell you, amen, there's something inside of me that's driving me, saying, oh God, we got to get back to the principles of righteousness, amen, and godliness. Come on here. You understand? Righteousness is horizontal. Righteousness just simply means doing right. Treating your fellow man right. Morals. Amen. But holiness is vertical. That's your relationship with God. Amen. And if we don't get back to the principles of God's holy book, amen, say, oh God, our churches need a revival. Oh God, come on here. Our churches need a refreshing. Our churches need, come on here. We need more than a fast song. We need more than just, amen, moving around. Amen, we've got to have God among the people to where we can say, oh God, show us thy glory. Help me here. I want to tell you, I have a dear friend, most of y'all know him, Brother Johnny Gabbard. He's preached in most of your churches, and some of y'all been to the bond camp meeting. God used Brother Gabbard in a marvelous way praying for the sick. Somebody say amen. I believe in that, y'all. I mean, outstanding miracles. But I got news for you. Amen. God's going to do it again in the body of Christ. Somebody say amen. Some years ago, amen. Oh, God, help me. Brother Brock, I was in my little cubbyhole, amen, studying in the basement of my house, praying for God to give our church a revival. Amen. And the Holy Ghost said, I will visit my people one more time. Come on. Hey, I got news for you. I am seeing an awakening. It's ever so slow. Come on. Y'all still with me? I'm seeing young men taking up the mantle. Amen. Help me here. For some old heads have let it down. And I see some young men that's come along and picked up the mantle. Amen. Say, we are going to stand for what's right. I want to tell you, meetings like this is vitally important. Yeah, it is. Some of us old heads, amen, need another visitation of God as well as the young. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, amen, there ought to be a cry from every one of us. Oh, God, show me more than I've ever seen. Visit us greater than we've ever had in our churches. The Holy Ghost said that there would be miracles in our churches. Won't be spearheaded by one particular man like it was in the 40s and 50s. But it'll happen in the body of Christ, whether anybody lays hands on them or not. There'll be a visitation from the glory world that will come down. Amen. And all of a sudden, somebody will say, I just got healed. Somebody will say, I just got the Holy Ghost. Somebody will say, God just gave me a miracle. Amen. What is it? Because there's a hunger inside. Show me thy glory. Am I doing all right? I ain't going to preach much longer here. July 26, 2010. How many of y'all know Brother Harvey Moore? He called me on the telephone after the Russellville camp meeting. Amen. How many of y'all were in camp meeting that year? 2010. It's a great move of God. I feel something moving here tonight. Somebody say glory. There was a young lady. I don't even know her name. Amen. But she came in the church. Amen. Service at Russellville camp meeting. She had broke her foot. Amen. And she come in in a cast, hobbling. Are y'all still here? On crutches. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And she came up for prayer. And I couldn't tell you who prayed for her. Huh? Amen. Or how many prayed for her. Amen. Ah, but the power of God fell around that altar service. Amen. Hey. Amen. Amen. She shouted. And directly she sat down in a chair or on the altar, I forget which. And she took that cast off. In the next morning service, with a broke foot, amen, she came to church in high heels. You don't do that if you got a broke foot. Hey, I want to tell you there's something moving among the homeless people. Amen. God said, I'm going to show my glory to you. Amen. It's God's doings. It's not your doings. It's not your singing. It's not your music. It's not your ability. It's the power of God that makes makes the difference. Brother Harvey Moore called me after the meeting was over. He said, I just want you to know what God done for my 11-year-old daughter, Anna, at Catbeat. Anybody here remember? 11 years old. Little darling girl. She had thyroid problems with a swollen neck for 4 years and taking medicine every day, which the doctor said she'd have to take for the rest of her life. Somebody say praise God. But one night at Russellville camp meeting, the power of God fell in that place. I don't know whether anybody laid hands on her or not. Hey, man, but she went home the next morning. She got up. She said, Mama, God healed me last night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Her neck was not swollen. Amen. She said, I don't want to take medicine anymore. Her mama said, well, Anna, we'll have to wait till Daddy comes home. Amen. And let him decide. Thank God for a good woman. I lost some of y'all right there. Amen. Brother Harvey come in from work. She told him what Anna had said. And he said, if God's healed you, then we'll take you to the doctor. If God healed you, amen. Come on here. Amen. It won't be anything there. They took her back to the doctor. They run the test. They did the blood work. Amen. They run the x-rays. And the doctor's report come back and said, there is absolutely no thyroid problem with this girl. I'm telling you. Hey, you can get healed sitting right there in your seat tonight. Hey, man, if you want to get a hold of God, hey, man, say, God, show me your glory. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Camp meeting. Ralph Lowry's church a few years ago. Request came in from Texas. Little girl in Texas going blind. Tumor behind her eye on her brain. Brother, amen. Ralph Lowry's praying for service. And he said, the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, take a handkerchief, put it in the preacher's pocket while he's preaching. Amen. Am I doing all right here? Said, when service is over, amen, send it to Texas. Amen. He did, and he did. Praise God. He got a phone call back from that family. Amen. Said, God healed the tumor instantly. Somebody say glory to God. Her eyesight in 2 weeks was back to normal. Don't tell me, hey man, you can't see the glory again greater than you've ever had before. There ought to be something inside that's crying. Oh God, the homeless people gotta have another visitation. Somebody say praise the Lord. Some of you may have heard this story. Happened Easter Sunday. Blanchard, Oklahoma. Lyndall Birdsong, pastor. Elderly lady. Am I doing all right here tonight? An elderly lady in years, white-headed, grandmother, came to service, amen, that day, Easter Sunday, a little over a year ago now, amen. She come from the Assembly of God Church. I didn't know she was there, amen, and I don't think Brother Lyndall Birdsong knew why she come. Glory to God. But while service is going on, don't sit with me. Something transpired in that service. Amen. And she come up to be prayed for while the preacher was preaching. Amen. Stop the preaching. And she got prayed for. Glory to God, Brother Lindo Birdsong. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Took the oil and anointed her and prayed for her. Glory to God. She came to service. Amen. Because she had had cancer several years ago earlier. Amen. And praise God. And the doctor said she was cured. But, amen, 2 days or 3 days earlier, she commenced bleeding again. And she knew that that was the symptom of the cancer had returned. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Hey, she got prayed for and went home. She said, I knew when I got prayed for that God had healed me. Amen. She went back to the doctor. Amen. They took tests again. Amen. They said, we can see where it was, but it is no longer hemorrhaging. Praise God. Amen. And the last I heard, she was still healed by the power of God. I want to tell you, amen, can we as holiness folks, amen, from all parts of the country, amen, cry out to God, oh God, do it again. Oh God, visit us again. Oh God, do a work in our hearts. Oh God, touch our people. Give us a miracle working power. Give us the anointing that will break the yoke. Amen. And tell people know that God is still with his children. Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm about done. I was reading these scriptures today. Something come inside of my heart. I don't know. I don't know who wrote the song. Amen. I heard a recording on the radio and I liked it. Have no idea where it come from, but I'm sure some of y'all probably know. The chorus goes like this. I hunger for holiness, the image of Christ in me. I'll never be the same since I've been to Calvary. I want to be crucified, that his name will be glorified. I hunger for righteousness. I hunger for true holiness. As best as I can tell, the tide is rising in the holiness churches. Now I got news for you. High tide does not come by one wave. It takes 6 long hours of wave after wave after wave. Amen. For it to reach high tide. Amen. But I sense that there is a tide rising in the holiness churches. Somebody say glory to God. I don't know when high tide's going to be reached, but I can tell you this. I feel a wave. There's a churning. Amen. From deep down. Praise God. Amen. And the waves of that ocean. Amen. Every wave carries with it a certain amount of energy and power. And I can tell you tonight, I sense that there is a wave of glory that has come into this Branson meeting. And there's something stirring. Hey, does anybody here want a visitation from God? Does anybody here want a God to move in your life in a supernatural way? I'm not satisfied with status quo. There's something inside that says there's more to be had. Amen. There's more power. There's more glory. Ina mama mekite labo husafata. Praise God. Moses talking to God face to face until his face shone with such power and glory. And he said, show me more. Show me more. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I like ice cream. I am an ice cream eater. Amen. Are y'all still with me now? And if it's good ice cream, I'll eat a whole bowl. Matter of fact, I ate two big bowls today. Amen. At Golden Corral. Amen. And I could have ate the third one. Amen. But every spoonful says more, more, more. My, come on here. Amen. My taste buds said more. Amen. Could it be something inside of us every time we've had a, amen, a shout of glory among the children of God? Can we say more, more, more? Hallelujah. Anybody here hunger? More. Show me thy glory. Don't be surprised if there's